always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
We have kept her waiting long enough. Let's get to Senator Holly Thompson Rader. Hello, Senator. Welcome to the Tim Jones and Chris Harp Show.
Hey, thank you for having me on. This is my first time to be on y'all's show.
I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, first off, I love that accent. I know you are have some Texas roots. I want to let you know that I was born in East Texas. My parents were born and raised in Tyler. I lived there for a couple of years. So we came to St. Louis. So I know you are probably a Dallas Cowboys fan. I hope so.
Well, yes.
Okay.
And Chiefs.
And Chiefs. You have to say Chiefs. I get it. All right, Senator, before we get into the big news, of course, the session ended last Friday. For those that are not familiar with you and your district, this 27th Senate district, where is that?
So that's southeast Missouri. So I've got Cape Girardeau is the largest town in my district, but I've got seven counties down in the southeast corner.
Okay, and you were also, I forgot, you were running for lieutenant governor as well. We will get into that during the interview. All right, the session ended 3 or 4 days ago. There's been some fallout, of course. There's been a lot of finger pointing. I want to get another side of you. Of course, my partner Tim Jones is the director of the Freedom Caucus. We have a lot of Freedom Caucus members on the show. I want to get the opposite view of what happened in this session. First of all, I want to ask, one of the accusations that Freedom Caucus members were making was that IP reform and other bills were not acted on in haste and were sat upon for some reason. What is the story behind that?
You know, so first let me say, I'm not like the other side, mm-hmm. I'm kind of in the middle.
Correct.
Because it comes to, you know, I vote with the Freedom Caucus almost 100% of the time. I'm not somebody who likes to join a team. I like to be able to do what, you know, God's put conviction in my heart to do. And so that's, you know, I'm in the middle.
And I apologize if I mischaracterized your position.
No,
on
you
that.
Didn't at all. Okay. But I just wanted to be sure everybody knew that.
Got it.
So the thing to me, whenever, first of all, the Senate is broken, and we all know that. And I'm someone, you know, they always talk about the PQ, which is moving the previous question, which means cutting off debate and going back to taking a vote on whatever bill is being filibustered. So a PQ, when we talk about doing a PQ, that is shutting down the filibuster and then taking the vote. The Missouri Senate is very different than, I think, the majority of the legislatures across the U.S. in the fact that we do have filibuster in the Senate. And so up until a few years ago, having a filibuster was very rarely used. And so whenever we talk about doing a PQ, everyone kind of freaks out and says, oh my gosh, we can't do that. That's a nuclear option. It's going to shut down the Senate. I completely disagree. I'm up for a PQ anytime. And the reason is because the reason the PQ was rarely used is because the filibuster was rarely used.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the filibuster is done all the time. And so when it comes to IP reform, what you've been told is true, and it's not. So if we were going to do a PQ, you typically want to do that at the end of session. So I understand why leadership wanted to wait, because once you do it, then it does slow down everything. And so I can see why leadership wanted to hold off until the end and wait to do it. My problem with it all is that we had the votes to PQ. and that didn't occur. Mm. And so, you know, we didn't have, we had the vote, we had the number of signatures to send it up. They would have called the peak. We have to have 18. We didn't have 18 on the signature sheet. Well, look, we could have sent that sheet up. We only have to have 10 to send up. We should have sent the sheet up to call the PQ. It was an open vote. It would have boxed folks in, and they would have had to either have a backbone or not, and vote to shut down debate and move on with the vote. And instead, we let people off the hook by not sending that PQ up there. So I can see why they waited until the end of session, but the fact that it didn't, the PQ did not get sent forward for us to take it is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's awful. A lot of bills protecting children, a lot of really great legislation that had been worked on for months and was non-controversial, died because of saying this one bill, if we don't get it done, then we're not going to do anything. Mm. And to me, that's a disservice to the taxpayers of Missouri. It's a disservice to me as a taxpayer. Mm. It's a disservice to all voters and taxpayers in Missouri.
Speaking with Senator Holly Thompson Rader, she is from the 27th district in Missouri, the Senate district. She is also running for lieutenant governor. Let me ask you one question about this. And this is, I don't have any inside information or anything. I am just looking at this as a observer from 30,000 feet. Could there have been 18 senators to cut off debate and do the PQ, but a lot of them were reluctant to do that because they had some personal animosity towards maybe some of the Freedom Caucus members, and they weren't going to give them a victory for that? Was that a part of that, do you think?
I think it was. I think that that's why it didn't get sent forward. Mm. I think that had it have been sent forward, we would have boxed people in and they would have had to vote for it. I think we absolutely would have PQ'd and we would have gotten on with the people's business. But I think that it didn't get sent forward, and I think that a lot of that had to do with the personal fighting and not wanting to give others a win. The times that I heard that, and honestly, from all groups in the Senate, the number of times that I heard, well, we don't need to give them a win, not just about the Freedom Caucus people, mm-hmm. but about, you know, the regular people not in the Freedom Caucus, the Democrats, like, and that just sets my hair on fire, mm-hmm. because it's like, you have got to be kidding me. We are professional adults in a job that is an honor to do, and that's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Senator, Senator, one piece of legislation that you championed this session, unfortunately it did not pass, was legislation banning child marriage. Talk about that legislation and how it personally affects you.
Right, yeah. So that was, you know, this is something that many states have started doing across the U.S. Missouri made some changes to our laws a few years ago. I know this firsthand. You know, I grew up very different than what you find in legislatures. Typically, I had single mom. She struggled with mental illness. We moved over 30 times from the end of my third grade to the beginning of my 10th grade when I had to quit school to help take care of my family. So at 15, I had to quit school to help take care of my mom and my little sister. I married my 21-year-old boyfriend. I talked her into signing the papers. Back then, you could do that at 15. You just had to have one parent's signature. And the reason I had done that was because I wanted out of the life that I was having to live in with horrific domestic violence, drug addiction, sexual abuse. And I was pregnant 4 months later. I realized years later that I absolutely set myself up with a lot more roadblocks, set myself up with a lot more opportunity for failure than success. And, you know, as as adults, our brains, our frontal cortex, is not developed until early 20s.
I don't think mine is developed yet, to be honest with you.
So when you have, you know, and when you have a parent that can sign a child into a lifetime commitment, marriage is supposed to be a lifetime commitment.
Right.
You know, that's not right. And that is a decision. Marriage is a decision that should be made when you're an adult. And so many states have started moving towards just, you know, you have to be 18. I mean, in Missouri, you can't sign a legal binding contract until you're 18. And, you know, a lifetime commitment should be no different. And so, but that bill actually failed out of the Senate. I mean, the Senate was worked really well on that bill, and it stalled in the House.
We are speaking with Senator Holly Thompson Rader, state senator from the 27th District down in the Boot Hill. As we mentioned earlier, you are also running for lieutenant governor. Why lieutenant governor? You've got a safe seat there. You're doing good work down there. Why do you want to leave a safe seat and run for lieutenant governor?
Yes. Well, I am a policy person. And so for me, it's all about where am I going to be able to do the most for people? And you can see that through my years of service in the House and my years of service in the Senate. You know, I work on the things that you just don't see a lot of people working on because they're not the big sexy things that, you know, people want to talk about. But sexual abuse, domestic violence, our foster system is broken. And as lieutenant governor, I cannot file bills like I can in the Senate. But in the Senate, I have to work on every piece of legislation that comes across my desk. So I cannot really hone in and focus and get some really big things changed in policy for Missouri. You know, I've worked a lot in drug addiction, in recovery, and treatment across our state. And things that our families are struggling with. But it's not something that, you know, I mean, people are hurting so bad. It's not like they're up at the Capitol every day being able to advocate for this because they're at home. They're trying to survive. And these are the things that as lieutenant governor, I think we need someone from the executive branch that can really focus on some of these issues and fight to make the changes that we need. I mean, Missouri's foster care system has outpaced all other states our size, where we have at any given day about 14,000 children in our foster care system, with about 6,000 of them cycling through each year from substance abuse homes. Other states our size have about 6,000 kids in their system. So there's a lot of things in Missouri that have not had the focus that they need. And as lieutenant governor, I would absolutely be honored to be the face of tourism and to be our ombudsman for our elderly. And I work very closely with our veterans now and have worked on veterans housing and alternative therapies for PTSD and depression, chronic depression and suicide. And so I would get to the lieutenant governor's office oversees the veterans, and so I would get to really delve into those topics a lot deeper as well. And I just think when it comes to the issues that are really that our families are struggling with, having someone on the executive branch that can focus on those and make some big changes could really help move our state forward.
We have been speaking with Senator Holly Thompson Rader from District 27. She is also running for lieutenant governor on the Republican ticket as well. Holly, Senator, please give us your X account and where folks want to get more information about what you're doing in the Senate and your lieutenant governor campaign. Give them the websites, please.
Yeah, so hollyrader.com, and that's HollyRader.com, and then on X it's HRader, HRehder, and then I'm on Instagram, Facebook, all the things. So I look forward to seeing everyone on the campaign trail and would just be honored to have support. So thank you so much, and I appreciate y'all having me on. Also, I'm an author.
Oh,
a couple years Oh, yeah. I had the good fortune of getting a book deal for my story. As I mentioned, it's very unusual, you know, becoming a mom at 16. And I'm a writer. That's what I do. And so my memoir is Cinder Girl, C-I-N-D-E-R, Cinder Girl. And you can find that on Amazon. So Cinder Girl by Holly Thompson Ranger.
Cinder, thank you so much for your time and letting us get to know you a little better. And best of luck on your campaign. And I hope that we get to talk to you again in the coming weeks and months.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Yeah. And hello to your wife, who I think is super cool that she's in there hanging out with you today.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.